Christ's Teaching. October 22, 1898. The manner of Christ's teaching was full of simplicity. His words were full of power, precious and important. They were spoken with such simplicity that a child could understand them. Yet their depth was so great that the wisest and most educated scholar could not fathom it. Jesus was the embodiment of truth, the author of truth. But he did not try to use high-sounding words to reveal truth. He ever used the simplest form of expression to convey to human minds the grandest truths. The life which Christ lived was distinct from the age in which he lived. He was in the world, but not of the world. He copied no human model. He brought from heaven the principles which guided him. He was just what he claimed to be, the brightness of his Father's glory and the express image of his person. Satan, the accuser, tried to find something that he could use against Christ, but he could find nothing in him. Pilate delivered him to be scourged and crucified, but he declared, "I find no fault in him." John 19, verse 4. He was pure, holy, undefiled, but for this very reason the world knew him not. But his subtlety, Satan had clouded minds and misinterpreted and misapplied the scriptures. Jesus was the original of all truth, and he pressed home the truth in the most simple language. For this reason, the common people heard him gladly, and learned men were charmed with his teaching. He presented truth with a clear, convincing power that awakened the conscience and sent his hearers to their homes humbled and impressed.